or other skills associated with his major, but he had not reached the callback stage for any of them. Maybe the real reason he was applying at fast food joints was that he wasn't quite ready to go out into the big bad world on his own. Paul took a drink of his Dr. Pepper, wondering if things might be different had his dad been here. Maybe, maybe not. But that was something he would never know. The old man had taken off during his freshman year in high school, and neither he nor his mom had seen or heard from him since. The abandonment, for that's what it was, had come completely out of the blue, at least as far as Paul was concerned. He'd come home from school with the good news that a short story he'd written had been chosen for the school's literary magazine, a rarity for a freshman, and found his mom sobbing in the living room. His dad was gone, she told him. He'd taken his car, his clothes, his CDs and DVDs, as well as his computer, papers, and work-related items from the den, and left. Paul had never been sure if she'd known this was coming, or if it had been as much of a shock to her as it had been to him. He did not even know whether she'd come home from work to find him gone, or had been there as he was packing. Had he left a note? Said goodbye? Mentioned where he was going, or why he was leaving? She had not told him, and Paul had been too afraid to ask. All he knew was that his mom had not been the same since, and after that day, the two of them had never discussed it again. Secretly, Paul thought his dad might show up for high school graduation, or at least send him a card, since he and his mom were still living at the same address. But the day came and went with no contact. He even allowed his dad a few extra days' grace period. Nothing. So that was it, he supposed.
Are you putting your resume out there on the internet? His mom asked.
Of course. I've told you 1,000 times.
Well, how would I know?
She gently squeezed the back of his neck as a gesture of reassurance, the way she had when he was little.
Don't worry. You'll find something.
The very next day, on a job search website, he came across an opening for an administrative assistant that specifically mentioned a BA in English as a requirement for the position. Not only that, but the job was here in Orange County, so he wouldn't have to worry about an endless commute. He was not exactly sure what an administrative assistant did, but according to the description, it involved proofreading public notices, writing memos, and composing occasional press releases, among other duties. When he told his mom about the job opening and informed her that it was not with a private employer, but with the city of Aero Vista, she was ecstatic.
City government! Those are the best jobs. Stable, good benefits, retirement.
I don't have it yet, Mom.
And it's close. What, 15 minutes away?
Probably longer during rush hour.
Still.
Her enthusiasm was catching, and Paul found himself thinking that maybe he did have a shot. It wasn't an unreasonable expectation. At least 3 people he knew had transitioned directly into jobs after interning for different companies. His friend Isaac, who'd majored in American Studies, an even more impractical subject than English, had been hired almost right after graduation. He filled out the online application, attaching his resume. The deadline wasn't for another week, so he wouldn't hear back one way or the other until probably another week after that. In the meantime, he'd keep applying for part-time work. Just in case. None of the applications he submitted for an assortment of menial jobs panned out. But exactly 2 weeks after applying for the administrative assistant position, he received an email from the city of Aero Vista's Human Resources Department, inviting him to come in for an interview. He immediately told his mom, and she went on to tell all of her friends, although in her version of the story, the job was already his. He called to schedule an interview, and was told to show up at the HR conference room on Tuesday at 11 a.m. That gave him 5 days to prepare. And the first thing he did was scour the internet to see if any current or former Aero Vista administrative assistants had posted any helpful hints. They hadn't, and he expanded his search to include other cities in Orange County, and then Southern California. He found nothing specific that would help with his interview, but he did gain a better understanding of what administrative assistants did, and that enabled him to at least develop an interview strategy. Maybe the Career Center's advice wasn't so worthless after all. Friday morning, Paul made a test drive to Aero Vista City Hall. He not only wanted to find out where the building was, but wanted to gauge the time it took to drive there so he would know what time to leave on Tuesday. It was important to be on time. City Hall turned out to be a 6-story building, flanked by a 2-story police department and a single-story library in Aero Vista's Civic Center.